Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 35. Herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Und wir sind sehr froh, hier zu sein.
Ja, aber immer doch.
Immer doch, immer doch. Okay, how are you, Andrea? Wie geht's dir?
Ja, mir geht's wunderbar. Und dir?
Ja, mir geht's sehr gut, danke. What have you been up to recently? Have you been doing anything exciting since our last recording?
Ja, ich war in der Schweiz.
Ach so.
Ja, ich habe meine Mutter besucht.
Ja.
Und ich bin wandern gegangen.
Ach so, wo denn?
Im Kanton Graubünden.
Graubünden, ja, okay.
Also in den Alpen.
Ja.
Ja. Und es war sehr schönes Wetter. Wunderbar, echt. Ich hatte viel Glück. Es war wunderbar.
Sehr gut, sehr gut. Also letzte Woche war ich in Kopenhagen, sagt man Kopenhagen auf Deutsch?
Ja, genau.
In Dänemark, ja.
Ja.
Also wir haben viel gesehen, zum Beispiel die kleine Meerjungfrau.
Ja.
Okay. Mhm. My Disney film watching comes in handy there.
Ja.
Und wir haben auch Schweden besucht im Zug.
Wow, das seid ihr über die Brücke gefahren?
Über die Brücke, ja, the Öresundsbrunn.
Ja, genau.
Das ist 24 Minuten vom Flughafen Kopenhagen.
Mhm.
Und man ist schon in Malmö.
Fantastisch.
Das war ausgezeichnet.
Ja, das glaube ich. Super.
Okay, we are obviously here to talk about our soap opera that we've been following over the past few episodes. And we're on episode 5 today. And in this episode, we'll hear what happens with our characters. So I think we should get straight into this.
Yes.
Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's. Okay, so as usual, we're going to start by listening to the whole episode. And after that, we'll split it up into different sections and have a chat about the language included. So let's have a listen now.
Hallo Hanna, wie geht's dir?
Hi Carola, ausgezeichnet, danke. Und dir?
Ja, so lala.
Was ist denn los?
Ach, wir wollten am Wochenende meinen Geburtstag feiern. Aber gestern haben wir einen Brief von der Verwaltung bekommen, weil wir zu laut gewesen sein sollen letzte Woche.
Huch, das ist ja ein Ding. Die Deutschen nehmen die Nachtruhe schon etwas ernst.
Ja, wir Schweizer ja auch. Und ich will ja auch keinen Streit mit den Nachbarn. Ich frage mich aber, wo ich meine Geburtstagsparty organisieren soll.
Sollen wir nicht alle in den Biergarten? Die Schwägerin von meiner Mitbewohnerin führt einen netten Biergarten. Ich bin sicher, wir können dort einen Tisch reservieren.
Ach, meinst du? Das wäre ja toll. Kannst du sie fragen? Und kannst du auch fragen, ob wir einen Kuchen mitbringen dürfen? Ohne Kuchen konnte ich noch nie richtig Geburtstag feiern.
Ja klar, ich frage. Als ich vor 2 Wochen da war, hatte auch jemand Kuchen dabei. Ich bin sicher, das geht.
Cool. Glaubst du, du kannst mir bis morgen Bescheid geben? Dann könnte ich gleich alle einladen. Du kommst auch, oder?
Ja, klar. Du, sag mal, dein Mitbewohner aus Schottland.
Philipp?
Der gefällt mir. Hat der eine Freundin?
Nö, Philipp ist Single. Er kommt sicher auch in den Biergarten. Da könnt ihr ja ein bisschen quatschen.
Super, da freue ich mich sehr drauf.
Hey Mädels. Wie läuft's?
Hallo Alex, mir geht's blendend. Wir planen gerade meine Geburtstagsparty.
Echt? Cool. Wie alt wirst du denn?
Aber Alex, das fragt man einer Dame nicht.
Ach so, klar. Aber Carola ist ja noch jung, da geht das sicher.
Ja klar, ich werde am Samstag 22.
Na, siehst du, wo magst du denn feiern? Bei uns im Pub? Ich könnte dir den Partyraum zu einem guten Preis geben, der fasst so um die 100 Personen.
Nö, Alex, so eine Riesenfeier wird das nicht. Wer soll denn das bezahlen? Ich habe gedacht, ein paar von uns gehen in den Biergarten und essen und quatschen. Kommst du auch?
Ach so, na, meine Schicht beginnt um 10 Uhr abends. Da komme ich vorher noch kurz vorbei.
Super, ich freue mich.
Sag mal, was magst du denn für ein Geschenk?
Ach, eigentlich nichts, danke. Du kannst mir ja mal im Pub ein Bier zahlen, okay?
Na, das ist aber bescheiden. Aber das Bier kriegst du natürlich. Bis dann.
Tschüss, bis Samstag.
Tschüss, Alex.
Okay, so our friends have met once again and they're planning a party.
Yes, they're into celebrating things.
They do seem to be. And we have a little bit of a development in Hannah's comments about a certain someone, yeah?
Yes, this is very interesting. We'll see how this proceeds.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is listen to the first section and then we'll talk about what's in that first section. So let's go back and listen to the first section one more time.
Hallo Hannah, wie geht's dir?
Hi Carola, ausgezeichnet, danke. Und dir?
Ja, so lala.
Was ist denn los?
Ach, wir wollten am Wochenende meinen Geburtstag feiern. Aber gestern haben wir einen Brief von der Verwaltung bekommen, weil wir zu laut gewesen sein sollen letzte Woche.
Huch, das ist ja ein Ding. Die Deutschen nehmen die Nachtruhe schon etwas ernst.
Ja, wir Schweizer ja auch. Und ich will ja auch keinen Streit mit den Nachbarn. Ich frage mich aber, wo ich meine Geburtstagsparty organisieren soll.
Sollen wir nicht alle in den Biergarten? Die Schwägerin von meiner Mitbewohnerin führt einen netten Biergarten. Ich bin sicher, wir können dort einen Tisch reservieren.
Ach, meinst du? Das wäre ja toll. Kannst du sie fragen? Und kannst du auch fragen, ob wir einen Kuchen mitbringen dürfen? Ohne Kuchen konnte ich noch nie richtig Geburtstag feiern.
Ja klar, ich frage. Als ich vor 2 Wochen da war, hatte auch jemand Kuchen dabei. Ich bin sicher, das geht.
Cool. Glaubst du, du kannst mir bis morgen Bescheid geben? Dann könnte ich gleich alle einladen. Du kommst auch, oder?
Ja, klar.
So, das war sehr interessant. Mark, was hast du verstanden? Was passiert hier?
Auf Englisch oder auf Deutsch?
Versuch doch mal auf Deutsch.
Ach so. Also, Carola sagt, dass sie haben einen Brief von der Verwaltung bekommen.
Dass sie einen Brief von der Verwaltung bekommen haben.
Ja, natürlich. Und sie waren zu laut. Das letzte Mal?
Ja.
Okay. Und Hannah sagt auch, dass die Deutschen nehmen die Nachtruhe sehr ernst. Ja,
ja, also Hannah sagt, dass die Deutschen die Nachtruhe sehr ernst nehmen.
I can't believe that I'm getting all these reported speech things wrongly. Try one more thing, okay?
Was sagt Carola?
Carola sagt, dass die Schweizer auch sehr ernst über die Nachtruhe sind.
Ja, das Verb ist wirklich etwas ernst nehmen.
Ach so, okay. Ja. Also Carola sagt, dass die Schweizer auch die Nachtruhe sehr ernst nehmen.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay, can we go back to English now?
Natürlich. Okay, gut. Also, und dann, was passiert noch?
Well, they are starting to think about the party.
Yeah, what party is that?
It's Carola's birthday party. Mm-hmm. We know what age she is because Alex rudely asks her a little bit later. But they are talking about where they should have the birthday party. Is that right?
Yes, because they can't have it at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, after the previous situation, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Hannah suggests that someone she knows or someone's relative owns a beer garden.
Yeah, what relative is that? You remember?
Was it die Schwägerin?
Die Schwägerin. What is die Schwägerin?
Is that the mother-in-law?
Are you sure, Mark?
It's the sister-in-law.
Yes.
But it's the sister-in-law von meiner Mitbewohnerin. So it's my flatmate's sister-in-law who has a beer garden.
Yeah.
Okay, so they wonder about whether they could reserve a table there.
Genau, yeah. But what is a concern of Carola's?
Will they be able to, it's something to do with the cake. Will they be able to bring a cake with them?
Here, this is a bit autobiographic.
All right, okay.
I love cake.
Okay.
So what does Carola need for a birthday?
Well, she says that a cake is very important for her birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, so Obviously, you're playing the character of Carola, and this is you just coming through Carola's character.
Yes, absolutely. I see, it's very important. I would never celebrate a birthday without cake.
what was the phrase they used? Ohne Kuchen something?
Ohne Kuchen konnte ich noch nie richtig Geburtstag feiern.
Natürlich. Okay. So they are going to see if that's going to be possible.
Yeah, that they bring a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they use a very interesting phrase.
Okay, what's that?
Glaubst du, du kannst mir bis morgen Bescheid geben?
Okay, so I understand everything there apart from the actual, well, presumably that's a noun, Bescheid.
Yeah.
So do you think that you can tomorrow something give?
Yes, so a Bescheid is an information, yeah, what is going to happen.
So is it kind of like, can you give me an update tomorrow?
Yeah.
Can you keep me posted? Can you let me know by tomorrow?
Can you let me know, yes. Okay. Kannst du mir Bescheid geben?
So it's Bescheid geben to someone.
Yes.
With a date of, okay.
Genau.
Kannst du mir bis morgen Bescheid geben? And the bis there, until tomorrow.
Yes.
So can you, that's interesting because I think in English we're thinking about, can you let me know by tomorrow? The bis there is not something that I would use naturally.
Yes. So the bis means you can let me know at the very latest tomorrow.
So until tomorrow you have that opportunity throughout the day today and the rest of tomorrow.
Yeah, you can let me know today, but tomorrow I need to know.
Good. Okay. And that way Carola will be able to prepare everything for the party, yeah?
Yeah, and she can invite people. Because if she can't bring a cake, the party's not going to be in the beer garden.
Okay. We understand. Okay, so in the next section, we hear, Hannah asks Carola about something in particular.
Yes.
Let's have a listen to this section.
Du, sag mal. Dein Mitbewohner aus Schottland.
Philipp?
Der gefällt mir. Hat er eine Freundin?
Nö, Philipp ist Single. Er kommt sicher auch in den Biergarten. Da könnt ihr ja ein bisschen quatschen.
Super, da freue ich mich sehr drauf.
Now, Andrea, there's a word in there that I've never heard before, but I kind of think I can guess what it means. But obviously Hannah is asking here about Carola's Mitbewohner aus Schottland.
Yeah.
The handsome Philip.
Yeah. Ist ein toller Typ. Huh? Ist ein ganz toller Typ. Yeah.
Hannah said that he pleases me. I like him. But she said, as far as I can hear, der gefällt mir.
Yeah.
So der there is being used as er.
Yeah.
Really. And that's something we saw last time when we were talking about die, as in they. So this is something that we can use a definite article rather than the subject pronoun.
We can do this when we refer back to something or someone that we have already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For example, is this your new coat? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ist das dein neuer Mantel? Der ist sehr schön.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we wouldn't say er ist sehr schön because we're referring back to something that we have already mentioned.
Okay. Yeah. So in this case, had she said er gefällt mir, would that have been wrong?
It wouldn't have been wrong. Grammatically speaking, er gefällt mir is a perfect sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not what a native speaker would have said. It's just a bit... A bit unnatural
mm-hmm.
for a native speaker.
Okay, because Hannah actually goes on and says, hat der eine Freundin? Repeating this,
yes.
Does he have a girlfriend?
If you listen to this segment, it's basically what you want to hear because the pronunciation is hat der eine Freundin? Because we have a T and a D, it could be either. We don't really know what she says, whether she says hat er eine Freundin oder hat der eine Freundin. But both are correct.
Okay.
And both are perfectly natural. Whether she wants to then go back to er, yeah, which is maybe a bit milder,
mm-hmm.
yeah, or whether she wants to insist on this guy.
One, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. This one.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the important thing, other than the grammar and so on, is the fact that he's single.
Yes, and we use the word single.
Mm-hmm.
We use it maybe more for the younger generation. We have a word, and it's in German, it's alleinstehend.
Mm-hmm.
But we use it maybe more for middle-aged people upwards to point out that they're not married or not in a long-lasting relationship.
Right.
But for young people, we say single.
Single. And is single a noun or an adjective? The reason I'm asking is that I'm looking at the transcript here of our conversation, and it's written with a capital letter, so I'm thinking it's a noun.
Yes, just like er ist Lehrer, er ist Arzt, er ist single.
So is there a feminine version of it?
Nein.
So sie ist single as well.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't change. Right, so Carola says that Philip is bound to be coming to the beer garden, and then she said that there... the two of them, Carola and Philip, can do a little what?
Quatschen.
What's quatschen?
Quatschen is to chat.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, quatsch is nonsense.
Right.
And quatschen, I think, is talking nonsense, you know, not serious discussions.
Yeah.
Quatschen, so talking about... this and that.
Yeah, so they can have a little chat, get to know each other.
Yes.
Nothing too serious.
Yes.
That kind of idea. Good. And Hannah then says that she is looking forward to
it. Yes, I bet she is.
Okay, so at this point, Alex arrives, but Alex is going to arrive after our break.
Wir unterbrechen diese Sendung für eine sehr wichtige Meldung. If you'd like to make faster progress with your German, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes and bonus listening materials. Also, worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your German to the next level, go to coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. We are listening to the fifth episode of our radio play, and we are just about to hear Alex arrive and have a chat with the Mädels. Die Mädels. Let's have a listen.
Hey Mädels, wie läuft's?
Hallo Alex, mir geht's blendend. Wir planen gerade meine Geburtstagsparty.
Echt? Cool. Wie alt wirst du denn?
Aber Alex, das fragt man einer Dame nicht.
Ach so, klar. Aber Carola ist ja noch jung. Da geht das sicher.
Ja, klar. Ich werde am Samstag 22.
Na, siehst du? Wo magst du denn feiern? Bei uns im Pub? Ich könnte dir den Partyraum zu einem guten Preis geben. Der fasst so um die 100 Personen.
Nö, Alex, so eine Riesenfeier wird das nicht. Wer soll denn das bezahlen? Ich habe gedacht, ein paar von uns gehen in den Biergarten und essen und quatschen. Kommst du auch?
Ach so, na, meine Schicht beginnt um 10 Uhr abends. Da komme ich vorher noch kurz vorbei.
Super, ich freue mich.
Sag mal, was magst du denn für ein Geschenk?
Ach, eigentlich nichts, danke. Du kannst mir ja mal im Pub ein Bier zahlen, okay?
Na, das ist aber bescheiden. Aber das Bier kriegst du natürlich. Bis dann.
Tschüss, bis Samstag.
Tschüss, Alex.
So, what's going on in this section, Mark?
Well, they tell Alex about their plans for a party. Alex asks Hannah, asks Carola rather, what age she is.
Yeah, how inappropriate is that?
Alex obviously isn't very well brought up and doesn't know that it's
not.
Well, how did, let me see if I've got this. Hannah said, das fragt man eine Dame nicht.
Yes.
So you don't ask a lady that.
Yes. But what is Alex's excuse for asking anyway?
That Carola is noch jung.
Yeah, she's so still, young that there is no embarrassment at all.
Of course. Well, she's only going to be 22.
Yes.
So I'm sure that's fine. But Alex has a suggestion as to where they could celebrate the party, doesn't
he? Yes.
What does he say?
He says, wo magst du denn feiern? Bei uns im Pub. Ich könnte dir den Partyraum zu einem guten Preis geben.
Okay, so he's suggesting that they have the party in the pub.
Yes.
And he says, ich könnte dir, I could to you, den Partyraum, an accusative, zu einem guten Preis, for a good price. And that's a dative.
Yes.
Geben.
Yeah.
To give. I could give you the party room for a good price.
Genau.
He then goes on to say something different, and I'm not quite sure about this because it sounds to me to be a little bit idiomatic or something like that.
Yeah, so the first thing, I'm going to read the sentence quickly. Der fasst so um die 100 Personen oder der fasst so um die 100 Personen. So the first thing I want to point out is der.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's we the have same this situation.
There again yep. where he goes back to the party room. And then fassen means it can contain.
Right. Okay. So it can take up to 100 people?
No, it's not up to. Oh. It's about 100 people.
Right.
So die means approximately 100 people.
Is that linked to die Ecke? Around the corner. Totally different.
No, it's totally different.
I always like to try and make
yes,
sort of connections.
No, not at all.
Not this time. Okay. So die 100 Personen are around 100 people.
Yes.
I don't know if Carola and Hannah and everyone know 100 people in the town yet. So I don't know whether that's going to be suitable.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, on social media or something, they could make a big invitation.
So, der fasst so die 100 Personen. Can you give us another example of fassen?
Yes. So, we're looking at containers that can hold something. For example, a bath. Yeah.
Okay.
Die Badewanne.
Yep.
Die Badewanne fasst die 80 Liter.
Okay. So, a bath holds around 80 liters.
Yeah.
Okay. So, fassen holds.
Yeah.
Somewhere. And is it an SZ or a double S?
Ah, what do you think? Fast.
It sounds like a short vowel before, so it's a double S.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I still find that so difficult, I have to say.
I know it is difficult. And as a Swiss person, I had to learn it too, because you know we don't have SZ in Switzerland.
Okay. So as we expected, Carola doesn't think that they need a hundred person room for the party. What does she say?
Yeah, she says, so eine Riesenfeier wird das nicht. So, what is a Riesenfeier?
Well, the fire part, is that like a party?
Yeah, it's a celebration.
What's the Riesen part?
A Riese is a giant.
Oh, right. So that like the fairy story giant.
Yes.
Okay, so a giant party.
Yes.
It wouldn't be a giant party.
Yes, exactly. So it's a nice compound noun between Riese and Feier.
And she also says, who would pay for it?
Genau.
Right? Yeah.
Genau.
Wer soll denn das bezahlen?
Genau, yeah.
So she's actually thinking that a couple of us are going to the beer garden. We'll have something to eat and a bit of a chat.
Yes.
It's a smaller affair.
Yes, exactly.
So is Alex going to come too?
Yes, just before his shift starts.
Excellent. And they're also talking about a Geschenk, a present, a gift. Alex asks, what would you like as a present? Is that right?
Sag mal, was magst du denn für ein Geschenk?
Literally, what do you like then for a present?
Yes.
But it's the für ein that's quite interesting.
Yes, it's because, so if we had a limited choice here, maybe there are three gifts, and Alex asks, which one you want, then he would say, welches Geschenk magst du?
Mm-hmm.
But because we don't have a limited number of things to choose from, because, I mean, there are millions
of
things
examples,
she could want for as a gift, we use für ein.
Right.
Yeah.
So, was magst du denn für ein Geschenk? Is that kind of like saying, what do you do for a hobby?
Ja, was hast du für ein Hobby?
Yes, was hast du für ein Hobby? Can I also ask, just the magst there, could he have said, was willst du denn für ein Geschenk?
Yes, he could. We try to teach the kids that will, wollen is not a... It's not appropriate, really.
Okay.
So mögen or the conditional of mögen, möchten is much more appropriate, especially when it's about things that we don't necessarily need to have, like a Geschenk.
A Geschenk. Okay, so was magst du denn für ein Geschenk? Or was möchtest du denn für ein Geschenk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Carola is quite polite about that. She says she doesn't really need a gift.
No.
But she said suggests something else.
Yeah, she thought that maybe she could get a free beer at the pub where Alex works.
Sounds good. Okay, at that point they depart, and that's the end of this episode. Now, it's the end of the episode as far as our main podcast episode of this lesson is concerned, but it's not the end of our treatment of this episode, because we're now just about to record our bonus audio episode in which we go through every line of this episode and talk about the language contained therein. That's part of our bonus materials, which you can find at coffeebreakgermanplus.com. And of course, there's also the video version and the lesson notes, which will help you get all the more out of this lesson and the whole series of Coffee Break German.
Don't forget that you can follow Coffee Break German on social media. We're Learn German on Twitter, and search for Coffee Break German on Facebook for our regular cultural and language challenges. And keep up with all of us here at Coffee Break on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages.
Now, you can also find us on YouTube. Just search for Coffee Break Languages on YouTube, and you can subscribe to our channel there. And we'll also be posting a video quite soon introducing you to our new offices in Glasgow, where we are building our own studio, and we're very excited about that. So you'll find that at youtube.com/coffeebreaklanguages. That's it for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break German. Until then, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2018 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2018 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.